KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Recently, a major picture in production stopped shooting for a week so they could figure out the ending. I mean, they had an ending, I guess. Every script has an ending. There's a page where the two people kiss and the camera starts to go up and then the music comes in. That's pretty much what an ending is. In screenwriter's lingo, we don't refer to the ending as often as the last chunk of the script. The third act is what we call it. Making a big motion picture is a hard thing, but the hardest thing about it isn't making it, it's beginning to make it. It's getting the script broken down and budgeted and scheduled and casting it and working out the schedules of the actors involved. I mean, really, honestly, the biggest impediment to making a big studio picture these days is making sure all of the actors you want are available to work in roughly compatible times. So once all of that gets worked out, the hard part is over. You just want to start shooting as soon as possible. So it might be well into the process before anyone realizes that there really isn't much of an ending to this thing. It might, in fact, be right before you're supposed to shoot key parts of the ending, in fact. In the movie business, or at least where this movie is concerned, they decided to stop production for a week or so in order to figure it out, which is an expensive proposition, but also a very smart investment. If you've got several hours of footage of an action movie cut together, it's a smart move to take a beat and figure out how to make it all make sense. Often in movies like this, they'll wait until the whole thing is wrapped and cut together, and then the studio will screen the movie for test audiences who will report on their response cards that they were baffled by the plot or dissatisfied by the ending. But by that time, it's really too late to do too much. So the studio will order up some reshoots, mostly people with glasses looking up from computers and explaining the plot twist to the lead character, or scenes of the main characters running through a steel and glass hallway while explaining plot points to each other, or my favorite, the dry erase board, where the star has written up essentially exactly what the writer might write up when working out the plot to a script. So, yes, it's expensive to stop and figure it all out. The production staff and crew just sit idling, getting paid, while the creative partners huddle somewhere and ask themselves first, what do we have? And then, what does it mean? And then, how do we fix it? And yes, it's easy to make fun of this crazy Hollywood, but aside from the financial and organizational reasons for kicking off production before every little plot twist has been worked out, there's a creative one too, which is you don't really know the best way to end something until you've seen it. You can have it all worked out perfectly on the page, but things change when you're on the set and rolling film, and the most carefully worked out third act may end up being more incoherent than the one you slammed together over a frantic and expensive shutdown week. How do we get out of this is what a lot of us who work in the entertainment business wonder, and maybe other businesses too. I don't know. I don't know any other businesses. We wondered, of course, midway through the filming of a movie, but also midway through the writing of a script. And we wonder it, okay, maybe it's just me, in our lives, in our careers. We're right in the middle of it, and we suddenly want to know how it's supposed to wrap up, how it's supposed to make sense, whether the first two acts lead to a coherent third. So maybe it's smart, even though it's expensive, for all of us to take a week and watch the footage we've shot and see if it hangs together. Because the good news is, if life is anything like the entertainment business, and unfortunately for all of us, it is, everything can be fixed on the fly. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll order something special. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.